first, let me tell you about our spotlight sponsor this morning. Pat, can you turn on the spotlight for me? You know what?
It's on now, Glenn.
Do something even bigger for me. Turn on your heart light. American Financing is sponsoring this portion of the Blaze broadcast. I want you to go to American Financing today. If you're paying 4% or more for your mortgage, you're paying way too much. Percentage that you're being charged for your credit card? I don't know. What are they charging you? 15, 20%, 21%? They are making so much money on that deal because they can borrow money and so can you. Around 2% now. Please get a consolidation loan. Finance your home, new home, or refi at American Financing. AmericanFinancing.net. AmericanFinancing.net. Are there waiting for you now at the number on the screen, 800-906-2440.
Is the fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Wow, there are so many huge stories today. There is the story of the cover-up of COVID in Nashville by the mayor. This is an incredible story. Or how about the story of the released tape now of Joe Biden calling Ukraine right after the election to undermine the Trump administration? Wait a minute. Doesn't that Joe fit into the Logan Act? We have that story for you, but I want to start with something great. I want to start with something that's really positive. Donald Trump yesterday did something at the National Archives that nobody is talking about, that everyone should be talking about. Well, I mean, you might be talking, if you're reading ABC News or you're listening to them, their headline is Trump delivers a racially divisive speech at the National Archives. Oh, we begin there in 60 seconds.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hello, America. It's Friday. All right. You know, I generally don't like jamming a pair of bowling balls into my ears. Not my thing. But that's what it feels like every time I put a pair of Apple wireless earbuds in my ears. I hate them. They're not soft. They're really hard. The iPods are really expensive. They fall out of my ears when I'm trying to jazzercise. Why do you laugh at that, Pat? That's not...
No, it's, you know.
Think of me in that Jane Fonda, like, you mm-hmm. know... Pink and you
no,
know.
Thank you. I don't want to.
So anyway, I was jazzercising and my AirPods were falling out. So I got Raycon wireless earbuds. None of those problems. Even when I'm jazzercising, I've made the switch. You should make the switch. They're about half the price of AirPods. They are just as good. I think they're better, but they are just as good as the Apple earpods or iPods or. EarPods, and they are, you know, they're the best. They're the best. Are they really? For how much money? For how much money? And how comfortable are they? The Raycon E25s, I think they are, 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, compact design. They have customized things. You put the size of your ear, these little cushions, and you put them onto the ear pods. That's what keeps them in. That's what gives you a nice isolating sound. One size fits all fitting system. So you're not going to be having them pop out of your ears. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Beck. Buyraycon.com/Beck. These are the ear pods that I wear. When my engineer will allow me to wear wireless headphones. I don't know what that meant. Buyraycon.com/Beck for 15%. Buyraycon.com/Beck. Yeah. Yes, as they are... as they are wrangling us like cattle. Yesterday, there was a little bit of a pushback. In fact, I think it's a lot more than just a little pushback. Yesterday, it was Constitution Day, and the president spoke at the National Archives. And ABC News had this headline: Trump delivers racially divisive speech at National Archives. Now, Pat, did you see this speech?
I did not.
Okay. Well, I wanted to read it to you today. And so I looked for, I Google searched, transcript for Trump speech, National Archives. It took me a while to find it. I kept finding the story about the divisive speech. So I finally went to ABC and I thought, well, they must have the transcript, right? And they did. Right underneath the story about how racially divisive it was, I give them credit. They had the transcript. Now, I want you to know, it says right on it, this transcript has been automatically generated and may not be 100% accurate. So I just want to throw that in because they felt it was important to say that it may not be 100% accurate. So here is the transcript from ABC News on the racially divisive speech at National Archives, and I want to read it to you verbatim. Our Constitution was the product of centuries. Could she was in the news, their hands. Noble has done more to advance human condition. Progress it is. Precious parents, we can't. News founders just for me or Myanmar. Far left demonstrators have she and Edwards. It was never greater. Patience and so our cars, the senators. We'll look liberal politicians, staff in large corporations. 2 months ago, cultural world revolution is over